Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Lads, intercounty GAA is tough. It is tough. It is. I have to say that, but it's nothing compared to wrestling with a tyre in the mud on a dark night. It was all a bit much for my next guest, Boydu Saya, who was one of the liminees on Ultimate Hell Week, the professionals last night, and he is on the line. Boydu, how's it going? Are you well?
Well, Jan, how are you?
How are you? More to the point. You'll never look at a boat tyre, a boat or a tyre in the same way ever again. How do you feel about tyres and boats these days?
It's probably going to bring back a lot of memories, to be honest. But I haven't seen one since the show, so thank God.
You'll be triggered.
Only on the cars.
Okay, well, I have a clip. Let's have a listen to you in action.
First, it was like, pick up this boat and put it over your head. I was like, seriously?
Seriously? You're like, sorry, is there not some runner that can pick this up and go and do this for me? There's no messing around in this show, is there?
No, there isn't. Like, and there's so much you don't actually even get to see, because obviously they have to clip in 50 minutes of a whole day nearly. So there's so much you don't see, and it's mental tough and physically tough as well, you know.
Boy, dude, what was
just one of those shows.
What was the sleep like on the first night?
The first night, I didn't sleep at all, actually. We only got 2 hours sleep, but it felt like I just lay there. So it was kind of nice just getting a bit of a rest. But, you know, I don't think anyone got sleep that first night. Everyone was just kind of nervous and anxious about what's coming up or what's next. And I think everyone, you know, I remember waking up and being like, anyone want to go to the toilet? And I said about 5 or 6 of us are like, let's go.
Yeah.
So you could tell no one got any sleep that night.
Which is scarier, the DS guys or an angry Westmead GAA coach?
I always thought it was the Westmead GAA coach. You know, you always had that fear, you know, missing training or, you know, saying you can't be there. But the DSs are just next level. I don't know how to do it.
They're scary. Next level. They are scary.
Oh, they are.
Come here. Your chosen charity is the World Food Programme. Why does that matter to you?
Yeah, so I chose the World Food Programme because, you know, my background, I'm from, you know, Monrovia, Liberia, and I kind of grew up a poverty kid. I grew up living in, you know, shanty towns and stuff like that. And, you know, I grew up as a kid that barely even had food and, you know, struggled a lot till I was 8, you know. And, you know, I thought that would be, the, you know, the perfect fit for me, you know, try raising money for people who are in the exact same situation I was in, you know. So I always thought that was a good charity.
Is it true that you thought you were going to America before you landed in Westmeath?
Yeah. As a kid, you know, in Africa in general, a lot of kids, all they think is there's America and then there is Africa. So that's the only country we know. So when I was flying out, I thought I was going to America, and then I landed in a freezing mid-February cold Ireland. I got a fairly shock, a culture shock.
Yeah. And so how old were you?
I was, I arrived on my birthday, which is kind of cool. I arrived on my 8th birthday.
Wow.
So I was quite young. Yeah.
Same age as my daughter. I can't imagine the adjustment you had to go through. What was your experience of Ireland at that age like? You know, coming to a new country, you know, which you thought was America. It's freezing cold. You said it was a culture shock. Did it take a long time to adjust?
Yeah, it took a while to adjust. I was fortunate enough that my uncle adopted me. So, you know, I had a familiar face. But other than that, everything was just brand new to me. And even, you know, I started in first class, and even being in school was new to me. So, you know, like being in an area that everyone, you know, has their own house and cars and stuff like that, everything just was just a huge shock in general.
Yeah.
But, you know, as a young kid, you know, it's easy enough to kind of adapt. So I adapted very, very quickly. You know, I started picking up the GAA. I started hanging out with friends, making friends, you know. All kids, you know, are so welcoming when you're that young, you know. So it was an easy kind of transition for me.
You've done a bit of GAA coaching with kids at Africa Day in Farmley. What was that like?
Yeah, that was really special, you know, because being in Ireland, I thought everyone knew about the GAA. But when I got involved in something like Africa Day, and you see young kids, different culture kids coming down, and they hadn't a clue what the sport was, and they were so interested in it. And it gave me that opportunity just to show them what it was. And, you know, you can actually, you know, pick this up nearly professionally. It's nearly at that high level. But, you know, you can pick this up, you can enjoy it, and you can make new friends and, you know, be part of a community in a different sense.
Absolutely.
It was, you know, it was really, yeah, it was really special kind of just showing the kids and their parents this kind of thing. And I felt like, you know, it definitely showed. And I, yeah.
Have you ever heard of that fella, Johnny Luby? I just had him on the show earlier on. He's a commentator for Junior GAA, and he's famous online now at the moment for saying,
"Mother of Christ above tonight."
Have you ever heard of that fella? You need to watch
out. No, I actually never did.
You need to watch out for him. He's a local hero now. Can I ask you, what's life like for you now? I mean, you have your college qualification. Where would you like to go with that?
At the moment, myself and my cousin are, we're trying to figure out how we can, you know, do our strength conditioning and personal training, do some online stuff and, you know, work with, you know, GAA soccer, rugby teams and stuff like that. So we're kind of at the moment trying to set that up. At the moment, I'm working in Advent Medical, which just get by at the moment. But we really want to sit down and figure out how we can, you know, use our, you know, strength conditioning for the best, you know. So that's kind of the key thing that I'm trying to do now at the moment.
I have no doubt that whatever you put your mind to, you will succeed at. So fair play to you. And just going back to your chosen charity, the World Food Programme, if people still want to donate and help these kids and families, where can they go? Is there a website they can go and donate?
Yeah, you can go to the RT1 website and, you know, just click on the link for Hell Week Special Forces. And, you know, everyone has great charities as well. It'd be great if they, you know, donate to mine and everyone else's as well, but and I'm going to have a link up on my Instagram as well, so if people, you know, go onto that, you can just click onto the link and donate. It would be greatly appreciated.
I hear birds singing in the background there.
Yeah I'm actually outside right now.
Where are you? Where are you?
I'm just outside work.
How are
I just
you?
Came out for a few minutes and chat to you.
Listen, and thank you so much for taking time off your day job to come and chat to me. I think you're an absolute legend. Fair play to you. You were phenomenal on the show. What an amazing charity to support as well. I see great things for you. And when you get that business up and running, will you come back and talk to me and tell me all about it?
Thanks a million.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd
love to chat to you again.
Appreciate the chat.
Thanks, Boydu. Talk to you soon. There we go. That is Boydu Saya. Great fella. Just did amazing on the show. You have to watch it. People can donate to his charity, World Food Programme. Just go and check out the RT website. And Ultimate Hell Week, the professionals, continues next Wednesday. It's on RT1. It's at 9:35. And if you want, you can catch up on the RT player.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.